You're listening to SBS News.
The sound of soldiers marching in a rehearsal for Queen Elizabeth II's funeral procession at Windsor. Tomorrow's ceremony is expected to be the biggest single event staged in Britain since World War II. It will involve thousands from the military, including more than 100 Navy personnel, honoured with the role of carrying the coffin from Westminster Hall to Westminster Abbey. The royal family, including King Charles III, will follow the procession, as hundreds of thousands of mourners are expected to line the streets. Lance Corporal Bradley Scriven says the rehearsal was a success.
The rehearsal went really well today. It's good to have everybody involved, being a tri-service event, so all working together and to perform and to see on the scale of how big it's actually going to be for being the first early morning rehearsal. It's been fantastic, and on the day it should be really good.
The funeral is shaping up as the biggest security operation for Britain since World War II, attended by 70 heads of government. Police officers from almost every force around the country will be deployed, as MI5 and MI6 monitor for terrorist threats. A special unit is even monitoring those identified as fixated people, flagged as having potentially dangerous obsessions with the royal family. London Metropolitan Police Commissioner Mark Rowley says his officers are prepared.
So we've got an enormous operation building that's been many, many years in the planning. By Monday, we'll have over 10,000 officers deployed. The core of that is Metropolitan Police officers, but we've got help from every force across the country and indeed from some forces further afield. Many of the officers will be visible, but there's all sorts of specialists behind the scenes supporting that. And His Majesty the King today met many of them on his visit to our control centre. And the effect on the staff was immense.
Political tensions mean various national leaders have been barred from attending, including those from Syria, Russia and Afghanistan. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is among those leaders invited to the ceremony. He arrived in London yesterday and had the opportunity to pay his respects at the Queen's coffin, calling it an historic moment.
It's an honour for me to be here in London at this extremely difficult time for the people of the United Kingdom, for the people of the Commonwealth. It was a very emotional experience. The queues of British citizens and other visitors to want to pay tribute and pay their respects to Queen Elizabeth was very momentous, and you could feel the raw emotion in Westminster Hall.
The Prime Minister also had his first audience with King Charles.
The Prime Minister of Australia, Your Majesty.
Your Majesty, have been really affected. Yeah, that sense of grief, but also gratefulness for 70 years of service.
Several other Commonwealth leaders had the opportunity to meet the new king, including New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern and her Canadian counterpart Justin Trudeau. Mr. Albanese insists it wasn't the appropriate time to discuss the nation becoming a republic, and says the meeting was a moment to reflect on the late Queen and King Charles' deep connection to Australia.
He's very conscious of the connection that was there between his mother, Her Majesty, and Australia. But he also has, of course, a close personal connection, spending 6 months of his schooling in Australia. And we had a considerable engagement.
He added that the context of his meeting with the new British Prime Minister centred around condolences for the late Queen, but that further meetings would look to cement the strong economic relationship between Australia and the UK. Meanwhile, the Queen's 8 grandchildren held vigil around her coffin on Saturday evening in what is traditionally referred to as the Vigil of Princes. As the name suggests, the ceremony was originally reserved only for men until Princess Anne took part for the first time on Monday. This was also the first time in history that a monarch's grandchildren have held vigil. Mourner Nicola Standen was paying her respects at the coffin as the Queen's grandchildren held ceremony, and says it was an unbelievable moment to share.
The whole experience was really overwhelming, and it was just We've queued all day, well, since early hours of this morning, and we were so lucky to actually experience seeing them all there, respecting their grandmother. And yeah, actually, it was a really memorable experience that we've experienced as a family. I don't think I'm going to forget it. Yeah, it was lovely to see them all together, united, because that's what family's about, isn't it? That we're all together, united together in grief and supporting each other.
But not all mourners will have the chance to say their goodbyes. The accessibility queue was permanently closed yesterday evening after reaching full capacity. Many people living with disability or mobility issues have expressed their frustration at poor communication and organisation of the queue. Sonia Harmon was part of that queue and waited for 6 hours to secure a wristband that would allow her to return to visit the coffin. She says she feels sorry for those who have missed out.
I know how much it meant to me, and I was absolutely really upset. I'd spent quite a lot of time at home in tears, worrying that I wouldn't be able to get in and say my own personal goodbyes to the Queen. And hearing now that the queue's been closed after people have queued for hours, my heart goes out to them, because if the moment means anything as much to them as it does to me, then that's just got to be devastating.
The funeral commences at 11 a.m. in London, which is 8 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. Katrina Stirrett, SBS News.